A collaborative effort to create job opportunities for people who are often seen as unemployable has come to Rochester. As WXXI's Beth Adams reports, the Center for Open Hiring challenges employers to consider a radically different approach to accepting workers.
He probably didn't realize it at the time, but Sanford Coley's life took a dramatic turn in the mid-1990s. That's when Coley got a job at CleanCraft, a commercial cleaning company in Rochester. He had already interviewed for 10 or 15 other jobs before this one came through.
Being an ex-felon, other companies just looked over me, and it was tough.
Ty Hookway, CleanCraft's founder and president, didn't know about his employee's criminal history until one day, about 6 months after hiring him, he noticed an electronic monitoring device on Coley's ankle.
And it turns out he had robbed a bank, believe it or not. And he just got out of prison. And I had no idea. I was like completely nervous and worried. And Sanford asked me, just, you know, give me a chance.
Hookway did give Coley that chance, and Coley earned his trust.
And 25 years later, you know, he's one of my best friends. He's like one of the smartest guys I've ever met. He still works for me part-time now, but he retired watching like 120 people in one of my highest level and paid managers.
Hookway says this experience with Coley inspired him to be more open-minded about who he hires. When he heard the term open hiring for the first time at a conference on conscious capitalism about 6 years ago, he had already been practicing a form of it for over a decade. The concept is the founding principle of the Grayston Bakery in Yonkers, New York, which opened in 1982. The Grayston Center for Open Hiring was later established to encourage other business owners to replicate the hiring model. It's targeted specifically at companies that need entry-level workers to fill jobs in areas such as production, construction, or cleaning. The approach is simple. Anyone who is legally authorized to work in the U.S. can sign up on a first-come, first-served waiting list. When a job opens, the next person on the list gets a call.
We don't do background checks. We don't do interviews. We don't do drug testing. We basically are looking at the person's potential and not, you know, issues that may have happened in their past. We just want to make sure that we give people the opportunity to get to work.
That's Mubarak Bashir, the regional director of the Grayston Center for Open Hiring of Rochester. In June, it became the first satellite center to open outside of Yonkers, with encouragement from Ty Hookway and financial support from the Rochester Area Community Foundation and other charitable organizations. Both hubs spread the word about the Grayston open hiring model throughout their local business community. Sarah Marcus, director of the Yonkers Center, says Rochester is a natural fit for the project.
Even though it's a much smaller city, there's a lot of similarities between Rochester and Southwest Yonkers in terms of rates of poverty and unemployment being generally higher than the national average, vast income inequality and racial disparity.
Bashir says the centers not only urge employers to remove obstacles for prospective workers, they also provide wraparound services to help those who are hired succeed in their work.
So if they're having issues with transportation, they're having issues with housing, they're having issues with mental health, we'll provide access to those resources. Even when COVID hit, we saw on the executive level professionals that were having issues with child care. So we provide those services.
If open hiring opens doors for people who are homeless, have a criminal background, no high school degree, or other barriers to employment, what's in it for the employer? Both Bashir and Marcus are quick to point out that it's a business model, not a social services program. They say the same companies that rely heavily on entry-level workers also face extremely high employee turnover rates. Marcus says the open hiring approach has made a difference at Grayston Bakery.
Generally about 40 or 50% will kind of make it through the apprenticeship, which is 6 to 9 months. So that's pretty much in line with industry standard in terms of turnover. But then those for whom it works out and they stay, oftentimes stay for quite some time. And we find that we get really committed, loyal talent through this model.
Still, not all employers are convinced open hiring would work for them. Hookway hears this all the time.
Most of my friends, you know, have big companies, there are a lot of them anyways, and a lot of them are like, Ty, are you crazy? You know, you can't do this.
But open hiring doesn't have to be an all or nothing proposition. At CleanCraft, for instance, about 10% of its 400-person workforce is hired through this model. And they're not guaranteed a permanent job, only an opportunity. Marcus says the biggest misconception about open hiring is that there is no accountability for workers.
Well, I think people think that there's chaos in our bakery because we do no screening on our employees, but that's so far from the truth. Our bakery supplies brownies to Ben & Jerry's, so we have to meet the highest food safety and quality standards, and we also have to run a profitable business, and so we have a pretty rigorous accountability model in place.
Mubarak Bashir, the director of the Open Hiring Center of Rochester, has been cold calling local business owners to educate them and try to sell them on the open hiring concept. He's also having conversations with community-based organizations about how open hiring could serve some of the clients they work with.
And, you know, we say we're not looking for people that are looking to climb the ladder. We're looking for people that are trying to find the ladder.
Back at CleanCraft, Sanford Coley recently came out of retirement to help the company manage cleaning crews during the COVID-19 era when new standards have to be met. He has mentored a number of coworkers in his more than two decades with the company, and sometimes he sees them climb the ladder like he did.
You got to be open-minded about it and give a person a chance. I mean, you might get a bad seed in there, and then you might get a great guy that go from cleaning toilets to managing 10, 15 people.
Coley says when he started on the job more than 20 years ago, he made about $10,000 a year. He worked his way up to $50,000 and knows that because Ty Hookway gave him a chance, it changed the course of his life.
I'm still with the wife. I mean, I might have not been with her 20 years ago the way I was living. So, I mean, but my life's been good.
For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.